producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Brianna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just want to say I love your show and I listen to it all the time.
Well, thank you. How may I help?
I find it very helpful. I'm calling about my 12-year-old daughter.
Okay.
I'm having some trouble with her behavior and I just don't know how to best deal with it.
Okay, what's she doing that's making you unhappy?
She just really overreacts basically about anything and everything, which I'm sure is maybe somewhat normal for her age. But
give me an example.
Okay, so like last night, a couple days ago, we were going out, and she asked me to hold her eyeglass cleaner, like the rag, and I had put it in my purse, and I'm not sure what I did with it, so she was asking for it last night, and I couldn't find it. It was late at night. I was ready for bed, and I just said, I don't know where it is, and she just completely freaked out. She had to have it, and I found two other eyeglass cleaner, like, cloths, and I'm like, why don't you just use these for now, and you know, we'll look for it tomorrow, but it's late. I'm going to bed. And she just completely was hysterical and was crying. And
so what did you do?
I just said, you can use these two, one of these two, and I'm going to bed. Good night. And I went upstairs. And then this morning, she was still really grumpy about it. And she just said, I'm still mad at you for last night. And you know, you don't take care of me, and and last night it was, I hate you, you're the worst mom in the world, and all the screaming and production.
Is your mom still alive?
Yeah.
Ask her if this sounds familiar. Right.
Well,
which doesn't make it any more acceptable,
right.
But this is just, I remember slamming upstairs and running in the
right.
bathroom and screaming, I hate you, and my mother cut my hair. And I thought it looked terrible, and it did actually look terrible. And she thought it was hilarious because, I mean, her response, she had all these kids, and we were all getting hysterical. So she just laughed it off, which didn't, you know, was horrifying as far as I was concerned because she wasn't taking me seriously, and I hear she'd
right.
completely ruined my life. And it was a terrible haircut. She's terrible at doing it. All right. So, I mean, you're right that this is kind of coin of the realm. But, and I really don't hate the way that you handle it, except if we go back to the beginning of this, that what you can say, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
Okay, what's the age of the other? Pardon?
Boy.
Okay, so he's a little less, how old is he?
He's 15.
Okay, so you love him better, he's the perfect one, no matter what
yeah.
I do. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we got that. Are both you and your husband together?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so does this kid do okay in school?
She's an 99th percentile. She's
perfect.
Very,
okay.
Very smart.
Okay, so she's smart and she's a little spoiled and she's a little overly dramatic, and she's probably daddy's girl. And all right, so here's the deal: that she had a point that you had something of hers that was important to her. It was not important to you. That's the
mm-hmm.
legitimate point. In the same way that if she decided to take your favorite earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And wear them and lost one.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, how could you do that? You know, these are, your grandmother gave them to me. She said, well, big deal. You know, I'll get you another pair of earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be furious because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't important to her. It was important to you, which gets us back to the first point with the earrings. If it's really important to you, don't loan them to her. Right. And
mm-hmm.
what I would have said to her in a calm moment is, you're right. I was careless about something that was important to you, and that's not okay. Because when you're careless about something that's important to me, I get mad at you. So let's make a deal. If it's important to you, you take care of it. Because, because otherwise, if you don't, if you start with the craziness, then you either have to say you're overreacting. Well, nobody ever overreacts. They just react to something that you're not paying attention to, that's not important to you. She's saying, this is mine. It's important to me. How come it's not, you know, I'm not important to you. You love my brother better. No one loves me. I work so, you know, and she'll just be off and, you know, into the ozone about how unfair life is. So you can't win on that one. And saying, I'm a lousy mother, you're right, I don't deserve you. I mean, that's manipulative behavior as well. But if you get back to the original of look, if this is really, and you can use the example of the earrings. If I loan you, and you probably have an example of something she borrowed of yours that she didn't take care of, and it really infuriated you, and she said, what's the big deal? You know, it's only soap, or it's only your razor that I used, or, you know, whatever. I'm sure you can figure out an example. And
right.
See, so the deal is here that each of us are allowed to value things differently. The other person doesn't have to agree. But if it's really valuable to me, I ought not to loan it to you. And if it's really valuable to you, you take care of it. And then we're not going to have these kind of run-ins, or at least not about this particular issue, because that's really the issue here. And all the rest of it is window dressing, is just sort of, you know, attention must be paid. So the deal is just go back to her and say, and the first thing I think you need to do is say, look, I apologize. You're right. It was important to you, and I didn't take it seriously enough. But here's the deal. And then use your example. From now on, if it's really important to you, that don't make me responsible for it. If it's really important to me, I won't loan it to you. Because that way we learn to respect each other, take each other seriously, and not judge each other's reaction. And then this is not to say that from now on it's going to be really easy with your daughter, but at least you're setting up a better foundation than you've got right now.
Right. And that is really, I get that. I think that's really helpful in that specific situation which I gave you, question is, what happens when it's not something, I mean, in this case I had done something that was wrong, but what happens when it's something she completely overreacts?
Yeah, but you have to stop, Brianna, that's my message to you.
Okay.
You have to stop using that term, because nobody overreacts. She's
okay,
just
so
reacting in a way
react.
That makes you crazy. Give me.
Right.
Let's see if we can find another example.
I want to know. Okay. She was out. We were out of water bottles that she was going to take.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
And she was saying, you know, why haven't you bought those yet? And you know that I need them. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, it's been very busy, we haven't gotten to the store. I said, you can take, and I found her, she wanted two of them, and I said, here's one that you can take. It was like a reusable one to school today, and I'll be going to the store tonight, and I will get some more.
All right, so let's back up again here.
Yeah.
What responsibilities, do you work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. What responsibilities does she have in the household?
Not much. Cleaning her room.
Not enough. Because what you're doing is raising a princess here.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's not her being spoiled. That's you not demanding enough of her. So let's look at the water bottle, because it's really the same situation. She's saying, this is important to me. It's not important to you. So if it's important to her, she has to take some responsibility for it. With respect to her glass cleaner, take care of your own. If it's important to you, you take care of it. If water bottles are important to you, then you're in charge of seeing how many are in the refrigerator, seeing how many you need, and letting me know, or presumably there's a grocery store. I don't know if she has access to a grocery store. But make her responsible for the things that are important to her. Because what she's saying is, everything is responsible. Everything is important to me. Nothing that I care about, you care about, and so I'm going to yell at you because you're not going to pay attention to what's important to me. All right, let me put you on hold. See if you can think of another couple of examples where she goes ballistic because she has no responsibilities. Let's give her some responsibilities, which may make her a little less volatile. All right, Sammy, I'll get to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Brianna, who's got a 12-year-old who's a little over the top, as quite often 12-year-old girls are. You don't love me. You're a terrible mother. I wish I'd never been born. You love my brother better. I mean, yeah. You know, right? I can do the entire script, and I promise you I was not in your home last night. All right, so we were talking about sort of having the princess take a little bit more responsibility. And I think what you have to do, the trick on this, and I know I asked you for some other examples, and we'll get to those in just a second, is not to sound pejorative, not to sound like you're punishing her, but to say, you know what, I was thinking about these two instances, and it occurs to me that if this is important to you, that you should be taking care of it, and let's talk about from now on, you know, you can handle your own stuff, because that way you don't have to worry about me not valuing this highly, because you're probably right, I probably don't. And in terms of the water bottle, listen, I get this is important to you. You're now in charge of giving me 2 days' notice before we're going to run out of water. Okay, let's figure out some other stuff.
I guess, you know, of course I'm drawing a blank. I should have a million examples.
Well, that's okay. You don't. I mean, look, it's helpful if we could go over it together. But you get the point.
Well, yeah. I mean, like one is like just say if she's hungry or something after. In the evening or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I want a snack. And I'll say, well, what do you want? And she'll say, I don't know. Give me some options. So I'll list off.
Wait, 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 wait. Back up. She's 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Her hands and her feet work.
Right.
She has more or less 20/20 vision. So she wants a snack? Okay. Let her make a snack. Why are you in charge of the snacks?
Well, it's more of like what she can have. And if I
what can she have? Or what are the restrictions on what she can have?
Well, I probably wouldn't want her to have, like, if she's already eaten, like, cookies. I mean, I probably wouldn't want her to have cookies right before bed or something like that if she's already had a dessert through the day or,
I mean, listen, you're treating this kid like she's 5 years old, and when she acts like 5 years old and has temper tantrums, you get upset with her.
Okay.
I mean,
so then she'll say, well, I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want
Who cares? If she's in charge of it, she gets, who cares? You're not the short order cook.
So then I guess what I'm calling about is, you know, what do I do? So if she says she wants a snack, I just say, well, find something and have something.
Exactly. And off you go. And if you want to give me a list of stuff that
you don't have anything,
say, okay. All right. So what's the answer when she says, you don't have what I want?
Then I should say maybe, well, let's make a list of things that you want to have for snacks. And
not even we'll make a list. Fine. Give me a list of stuff that you'd like. Yeah.
Okay. Because she'll do that at breakfast, too. There's nothing to eat. I can't. There's nothing that I want. And
you are raising a princess, Brianna. And
I know I am, and that's what I need to know.
All right. So stop doing it. So every time. Okay. Look, you've got a built-in warning system. When you can feel yourself getting really irritated at the princess, when you can feel your blood pressure rising, your stomach hurting, your fists clenching, your ears ringing, take a deep breath and think, okay, what is she asking, and how can she deal with it? You're dealing with all of her problems for her, so all she has to do is make a fuss.
Okay.
And if she's not getting enough attention, guess what she's going to do? Guess when she's going to want a snack? You're helping your son with homework. You're talking with your husband. You're watching television. You're on the phone talking to a friend. You're reading a book when you're not attending to her. And she's saying, attention must be paid. And you're doing, not only are you going along with it, but you're then allowing her to manipulate you, which will keep the interaction going longer. If she said, which I still don't go along with, she said, I want a snack, and you said, cucumbers are in the lower thing, and she said, okay, then it's over. If you say, cucumbers are in the lower drawer, and she said, I don't want cucumbers, she said, what do you want? I mean, this can go on endlessly. And she's diverted you from husband, from son, from book, from friends, from phone, from TV, from everything. The clue is that when you feel yourself getting really aggravated, because it's not accidental. Slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves. Kids always know more about parents than parents know about kids. It's survival. You have to. So she knows exactly how to ring your chimes. So when she's ringing your chimes, take a deep breath and say, okay, what's the issue here? And what can she do about it? It will change everything. Okay. And it will also make her much less of a little brat.
Yeah. And if she is just respectful or just...
And let it go. Yeah, I mean...
Demanding.
But she can't be demanding if you're saying... I mean, she's demanding because she says, I want a snack. Say, fine. Get yourself a snack.
Or sometimes I'll say, like, if we're out somewhere and she wants a snack, and I'll say, well, I will buy you this or that. And she'll say, I don't want that. And I said, well, you can use your own money to buy it.
Well, why didn't we start with you can use your own money?
Okay, let's start with that.
Did she get allowance?
Okay. No.
Okay. This
no,
let's,
but
let's,
she had, yeah.
Let's start with that because that's a great place to start.
Maybe 100 times, but maybe we need to try again.
Well, what you do with it, with you figure out,
right.
You say, here are the tasks that I want to get done. Bid on them, she and her brother can bid on them, and let that sibling rivalry work for you rather than against you all the time. And if she gets the work done, then she gets the allowance. If she doesn't, you'll do it, but she doesn't get the allowance. And when she wants a snack, you provide the food. When she wants a snack, that's why she has an allowance, to get herself snacks, to go to the movies that you want to go to, get herself the DVDs that she wants. I mean, you're raising a kid who thinks that anything she wants, all she has to do is snap her fingers. That's not great parenting.
I know.
All right, try it for a week and call me back if you need some help. But just remind yourself not to get mad and just that transferring the responsibility from your shoulders to hers. There are going to be a couple of cues here. Snack is one. Will you do this for me? And I'm not saying that you can't do her favors every once in a while, but they should be favors and few and far between.
The only thing is, like, if she starts yelling at me or being, you know.
Okay, so she starts yelling.
And what should I do at that moment?
Go into the bathroom and turn on the water.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Understand, a temper tantrum only works if somebody responds. Or you can laugh.
Sometimes I'll say, I'll talk to you when you calm down.
You don't even have to do that. She knows that.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just ignore it.
All right. Well, I will try this and I will.
Let her do some of the heavy lifting. Stupid and cheerful. Yeah. Stupid and cheerful. Stupid and cheerful. Okay. This is, honey, this is much, what you've obviously gotten. This is much more about you than it is about her. I mean, these are things that kids go through. She's going through a stage, and she's probably going through a stage for a long time because you do all the stuff for her. But the way kids come out of stages is it doesn't work anymore.
And I remember that, and I remember acting obnoxious when I was younger, too.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
It's more of like, if I get that part, just I want
to. You will.
Deal with it.
Tell her.
Appropriately, or do I, when do we give her a punishment or a consequence?
Well, let's worry about, let's just worry. Look, for right now, for the next week, say to her anytime that she yells at you, it costs her $5. Anytime you yell at her, it costs you $10.
Okay.
All right, see what happens.
But I like that.
I thought you would. All right. Call me the meeting. Sammy,
thank
you're
you.
Next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious various leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How may I help you? Tammy?
Yes.
How many
Dr. Joy, we need you here in central Pennsylvania.
Do you need me to make a house call?
Yes, if you'd be here. Well, we need you to be on the air and make house calls.
Well, yeah, I don't, you know, the stations, I don't know if I'm on the station or not, but you can always get me on the podcast. You can always get me on the website. So call up your local station.
You're on one station in Lewistown, Pennsylvania on Sunday afternoon.
Well, that's not very helpful, is it? Well, listen, call up your local talk station and say, we need more Joy.
Okay. It's not easy talking to these guys.
Well, yeah, but, you know, listen, they get so few comments that are positive that sometimes it actually works.
Okay, well, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, get your neighbors to do it, too. Get a bunch of you.
Yes. Dr. Joy, about 25 years ago, I entered into a partnership with a lawyer. And he had a dance business for about 4 months. And then he had a disagreement with the management of the ballroom. And the dance broke up. So about a year elapsed, and I came along and suggested, to make a long story short, that we form a partnership again. And he agreed to that. And
what happened with your original partnership with him?
Well, this, well, how can I say this? I took it to court, all right, to try and get some justice, to get half of my business, which a business evaluator valued at approximately $500,000.
All right, this was the, with the first partnership or the second one?
No, the first one.
All right, so you were partners, you took him to court. What happened when you took him to court?
Okay, we appeared in front of a three-judge panel, mm-hmm. and they said, we need a business evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and hired a business evaluator,
mm-hmm.
and he determined the business was worth $500,000.
Got it. Okay.
So we came back in the, we went back in the court, and to make a long story short, he's a lawyer.
Got
and
it.
He managed to have it thrown out of court, and the reason he had it thrown out was because the business evaluator didn't appear in court. And me working, I had to work on my own. I'm working pro se. That's as your own lawyer.
Yeah, never a good idea. I know. Yeah.
But I couldn't afford a lawyer. I mean, I offered lawyers a lien on my house, a lien on my property, a lien on my car, a lien on my Social Security, and I couldn't get any help there.
All right, so this was 25 years ago, yes?
No. We formed a partnership 25 years ago.
Oh, so this is recent?
Recent, yes.
How recent?
Oh, about 3 years ago.
Okay, so they threw it out because you were acting as your own lawyer. Your guy didn't appear in court. So what's today's issue?
So today's issue, I am really distressed about this. I haven't been able to get any justice in the court. The only thing I can figure out, he's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. That's the only thing. And this courthouse that we have in Cumberland County here is all filled with Republicans.
Well, but Sammy, it didn't help that you didn't have a lawyer. I mean, regardless of...
I couldn't afford a lawyer. I couldn't get a lawyer contingency or another means.
They wouldn't take a contingency?
Nope.
Well, you know what? That's kind of probably an indication that they didn't think it was a winnable suit. Does this guy have any resources right now?
Yes, he's running the business. The business is flourishing.
Well, the other possibility is taking him to small claims court, but I don't know what the top figure on that is.
I've been through the court, so I haven't been able to get any justice.
Well, small claims court, though, you don't need a lawyer. In fact, I'm not even sure you can have a lawyer. You have to check on that. But
I don't think you can appear there after you appeared in the main court.
I don't know. It's a good question. So what's the question to me, given the fact I'm a psychologist?
Well, I mean, how do I get over this distress? It really is bugging me.
Sammy, I hear, and there really are things that kind of stick in our craw. Maybe what you can decide is that this was the universe's way of telling you that you need to start a new business, or, you know, that there's reward and that karma's a boomerang, that next life he'll get his just rewards. I mean, you know, look, I think that's happened to all of us at some point, that somebody really did us, an evil deed. And I think at some point you just have to decide, how do I let it go? And you can wear a rubber band around your wrist, and every time you think about it, you can snap it so you get out of the habit of thinking about it. But it's done. It's over. Question is, at some point, how much more do you want to pay for this? Because you've already, did you ever get any money out of the business, out of the partnership for the 25 years?
$5,000.
See, I'd investigate taking him to small claims court. You're right. You have to check if it probably can't be on the same basis that you went to court. Although, why did they throw it out?
Well,
did they say it was a frivolous claim?
No, it wasn't a frivolous claim. The business evaluator wasn't there. Now, the business evaluator could have been reached by phone, or the judge could have...
I'll tell you what, Sammy, how close are you to a law school?
I'm very near, but I've been to this law school. I've been to Dickens Law School.
All right, so wait a minute. I'll tell you what I want you to do, because we've got a new semester that starts in law school after the first of the year. Go talk to the dean of the law school and tell them about your case and see if they're willing to take it on as a project in the law school.
Oh, yeah, and what, again. I haven't had much success there before, so, but...
I didn't hear what you said.
I say I haven't had much success there before.
Well, but Sammy, listen, you have nothing to lose at this moment, right? Except some time. Your choices are to continue to stew about it, which I don't think does much good, to let go of it, which is easier to say than to do, or to do something a little bit different about it, and in the doing something, not feel quite so victimized. I'd go talk to the head of the law school, and I'd probably either do it, I don't know if law schools are out on break already, but to just present it as, you know, a case of how, you know, what remedy does you have at this moment? What are the other, because especially law students really kind of like challenges, and especially sort of dealing with the underdog. And, you know, it wouldn't cost you anything because it's a law school. You're not hiring a lawyer. And see where you get.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to try Dickinson, and I'm going to try the University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain, and at least you're doing something proactively.
Mm-hmm.
The other possibility is mediation, but I don't know if you can do mediation after you've already gone through court.
He don't want to go to mediation.
Well, of course he doesn't.
I want him to appear on the Judge
Judy. That's a possibility. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Write Judge Judy or one of the other judges.
He says, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I says, how about Joe Brown? No, I don't want to do that.
Well, of course he doesn't. But that's because he has nothing to gain by those. You're the one who has something to gain. You don't need his permission to do that.
The host of the judges up there, that's for sure.
So go,
everybody
listen.
Everybody I talked to about this case said I got screwed. He's a dingbat.
Well, but Sammy, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. Sammy, that's not the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is, how do you get beyond it? And
that's right.
And I think,
how do I get beyond it?
Yeah, so go talk to the law school, write to the judge shows, and see what happens.
Okay.
What do you got to lose?
Yes, all right.
Well, and I'll tell you what. What I would decide I would do is I would give it another couple months, all right? And when's your birthday?
Well, it just passed, November 23rd.
All right, well, that's not helpful. All right, April Fool's Day, all right? You've got till April 1st to get to do everything you can think of. And if on April 1st it's not done, that you're going to give yourself the gift of just letting it go, of writing it on a piece of paper, putting his name on a piece of paper, and flushing it or burning it or shredding it or burying it or putting it in a helium balloon. So give yourself till April 1st to do everything you can think about. Write to the judge shows, write to the law journals. You can call the state bar association. You can...
Oh, they've been of no help at all.
I know. But it's just something to do. You know, do the scattershot approach and go to the law school. And as of April 1st, you can call me on April 1st, and we'll talk about how you're going to let it go, all right? But so give it some serious, serious work and you know, get yourself... You'll be an expert on this. And April 1st, we'll let it go, all right?
Okay, I'll talk to you April 1st.
You got it. Thanks, Sammy.
Okay.
Happy holidays. You're welcome. Felicia. Felicia, I'll tell you what. We're going to start you at the very beginning of the next segment. Hang on. It'll be about 2 or 3 minutes. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Felicia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'm really nervous, so I'm going to try and make sense the best I can.
Okay. I'm sure you will. All right.
So I have a son who's 31.
Okay.
And we recently, he's depressed, and I need to help him get to therapy.
Okay. What are his symptoms that you see?
Well, we recently found out that he moved out in July, and that was the first time that he moved out on his own. He had gone away to school, and he kind of stopped out of school and was working and this and that. But anyways, he moved out in July.
Well, so he'd been living at home when he was in school or not?
He was a little bit of both. When he first graduated high school, he went away to school. Then he stopped out of school for a while, and he moved back home. And then he was at home that whole time.
So for the 13 years since he's graduated from high school, how many of those years has he lived at home?
Except since July, most of them. I mean, he was probably away at school for 2 years.
Okay. Does he have sibs?
Yes, he has a younger sister.
Okay. Any emotional problems that you've seen other than the current one?
No.
No drugs? No.
No drugs. No alcohol abuse. No.
Good student.
Pardon me?
Was he a good student?
He's a very smart person. No, he's not a good student. He loves to learn. He just doesn't like to jump through the hoops of stuff in life in general, and he's stubborn.
What kind of work has he been doing?
Retail. He's been working retail in two different. He has two jobs, so he's cobbling together, you know, 40 or 50 hours of work, but it's not a full time. It's not, you know, benefited.
Does he pay rent to you at all?
No, he moved out in July, so he.
Okay, but before then, was he paying rent?
Yes, he did pay rent.
Okay, so he's moved out in July. Does he have friends? Does he date?
Yep, he's got a girlfriend that we like a lot. He's got really good friends that that they're good influences there and that he's had since high school.
Great. Okay, so what signs do you see? Does he think he's depressed at this moment?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all we need then, if both of you agree. So is he able to work?
Yeah, he is currently working. And I think, the reason that why it feels a little urgent to me now is that we thought he was, like I said, he's been in and out of school for a long time, and he was working on a teaching degree.
Okay.
And he's got... we were under the impression that he was student teaching this semester.
Okay.
And because he's not at home, when we check in and stuff, I would ask him, you know, how's it going or whatever, and his answers were more and more vague. And so, you know, finally, after talking to my husband, I'm like, hey, he's not really in school, is he? And we decided to talk with him, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm not. And I couldn't do the student teaching because my grades weren't good enough. So then we actually, I was out of town, so my husband had this discussion with him. And, you know, he said he just is stopping himself from moving forward. I mean, he can't.
Why? Do we know?
No, I don't know. But I'm going to guess. Right now what I'm feeling is that it's... So because he's always been a smart kid, the minute he went to school, I've always heard how brilliant he is, but he's underperforming, how brilliant he is.
Has he ever been tested? Are we sure he's not dyslexic or something?
No. No, when he standardized testing, he's like off the charts.
But that's not necessarily going to pick it up.
Yeah, no, he's not dyslexic.
All right, so what does he want at this moment?
What he told my husband is that he feels like a burden to everyone, that he knows that he's a disappointment, and he doesn't know how to do things differently.
Okay. Is he willing to see a therapist?
Yes, I believe he's willing to see a therapist, but I guess my hang-up is... or not even hang up, but like how to help him find someone and actually, because I think he'll have the mindset, yes, I need this, but then to actually take the steps to go.
All right, here, look, if you pick it, it won't work.
I
think you're right. I think he sounds like he's a suicide risk right now, which I would be concerned about. And I'm not trying to scare the living daylights out of you. I'm trying to say we may need to get him out of harm's way. How far away from you does he live?
He's nearby.
Okay. I think you need to go to and sit in his living room today and say, look in his eyes, hold his hand and say, are you a suicide risk? He's certainly hinting around at it, isn't he? And if he is, we get him hospitalized, and we get him hospitalized immediately, because it's not something that you mess around with. You don't need to be awake at night. I think he's telling you he is really scared. He's really stuck, and he doesn't see a way out. And we may hospitalization isn't the solution. It's just it's literally a holding place so that he's not going to harm himself. And then I think we need to get him a therapist, and he needs to figure out what he wants to do in therapy, whether he wants a male or a female. Whether he wants to do, I think, you know, whether he wants to be with medication. But, I mean, I think he's a suicide risk right now. And this is a tricky time of year for lots of people. But when he says, you know, I'm no good to anybody, I don't know how to do this, I don't think those are even code words. And I hear from your response, you're as scared about it as I am. So I'd go to see him today. This is a tough time of year to find a therapist because everybody's either stressed or on vacation. But say to him, look, if you're a suicide risk, let's figure out about that, because suicide is a short-term solution to a long-term problem, and you don't want that. You know, you don't want someone who's feeling lost, because these feelings will pass and can be dealt with through medication, through therapy, through exercise, but not if somebody's dead. And he doesn't need a failed suicide attempt or, God forbid, a successful suicide attempt to add. So I think what I would do is today, this day, go over and sit with him and say, I'm really scared, because he's scared too. If you're a suicide risk, let's deal with this. And then we have the time. But he's going to have to pick the therapist, and he's going to have to be motivated enough, because otherwise it's just going to be student teaching all over again. And we need to figure out why. And that's where he is at this moment. If he knows why, then we can solve it. He's just stuck, and he's scared. And go see him today, will you? And call me tomorrow and let me know what's going on. And my intent was not to scare the living daylights out of you, but I think you're right to be frightened. So go talk with him and then call me back, all right?
Okay.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.